T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back on a football Friday, and Jordan Matthews is home, and there's nobody, including Carson Wentz, happier than that, than Mr. Elliott Shore Parks. Carson wasn't happy. He was happy he went out and he shot like 50 ducks and put the picture up on Instagram a couple hours ago.
He was that excited, huh?
Elliott did not shoot any ducks, but he did tweet out his happiness. Elliott Shore Parks, what's up, brother?
Man, we might have a receiver here that can finally make Carson Wentz a top 10 quarterback, so I'm just excited for the whole city in general.
Oh, man. Elliott Troll Parks with us. All right, Elliott, you retweeted our poll on Twitter, and you said it's not even a conversation. Andy Reid is your all-time coach. Why is it not even a conversation?
I mean, what do you mean? Andy Reid's the best coach in the history of the franchise for what he did. I mean, he had more wins in the first 4 years than Doug did. He had just as many playoff wins in the first 4 years as Doug did, and obviously I know Doug won the Super Bowl, and he deserves a ton of credit. I mean, that's the only reason Doug's in this debate. He's proven to be a great game day head coach, and the job he did in the Super Bowl was magnificent. But Andy Reid won, you know, double-digit games a majority of his, like, 14, 15 seasons he was here. He's the best coach of all time. And, look, Doug has a long way to go to reach the level that Andy Reid did here.
No, I mean, I know.
Sounds good to me.
You're looking at the entire resume, and I get it. He was here for 14 years. Doug's only been here a quick minute. But, you know, I mean, Andy had a really good defense early on in his tenure here. It really was, I believe, the driving force what led to a lot of those successful seasons. He didn't bring those players in. He didn't coach those players.
He did hire Jim Johnson, though, right?
He hired Jim Johnson, but the players that were there, I mean, did Jim Johnson help develop some of those players? Sure.
Hell yeah, he did.
Brian Dawkins was going to be a star regardless. Hugh Douglas was already a really good player. All these players were, their secondary, pretty much everybody was there before Andy Reid was even here.
Yeah, but we didn't play the way we did under Andy Reid and Jim Johnson.
Yeah, and also, I'll say this. Like, obviously, now the Eagles are winning differently with Doug than they did with Andy. But Jim Schwartz's defense only gave up, 13 points to the Falcons in that first playoff game when Doug's offense was playing at a not very high level. So, yes, at the end of the day, Jim Johnson was a better defensive coordinator clearly than Jim Schwartz, and that's how they won. But you're the head coach for a reason. Like, Andy brought that guy in. He deserves credit. You know, obviously some of the credit for how good that defense was.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, who would you select for the all-time quarterback on the team, Elliott?
I mean, all time, that has to be McNabb, too, I would say, just because he's the most accomplished quarterback in the history of the franchise. He has the most playoff wins. If I had to go number two, I would probably go Nick Foles, just because of how well he plays in big games. Number three, I think I would probably go Michael Vick, just because of how electric he was. Those would be my three guys.
When do we get down to Carson? What is he, on a practice squad or something? Like, what are we doing here? You know,
Mark Sanchez was pretty good under Chip for that year, so...
Hey, man, he had a couple good games.
He was for six games, yeah.
The taxi squad, I guess Carson can be on. All right, Elliott, as we sit here and we, you know, we have the bye week and players are away and they'll come back next week, so we kind of take our foot off the accelerator as far as the Eagles and we'll watch the rest of the league this week. Heading into next week, heading into really two huge games against the Patriots and the Seahawks, I sit here kind of in a minority feeling good about the spot this team's in. Even if they were to lose their next two games, essentially if they do what they're supposed to do and they win those games against the teams they should beat, the season's coming down to the Cowboys. I do think they can win one of the next two games, by the way. And I feel good about where the Eagles are, the spot that they're in, and how certain positions, offensive line, defensive line, the secondary is looking like it's getting better. I feel good about the team right now. Do you agree with that?
No. I mean, look, like when you look at this team, and I understand the second half of the schedule is easier, but realistically, if you look at these next two games, you have to chalk those both up as losses. Anything is possible. We saw last year when they made the playoffs the last game of the season when the Bears beat the Vikings. Like, anything can happen, but just use your eye test for this team. They have not looked like a good team this year. They just haven't. I mean, they've played how many complete games? maybe the Jets game if you want to include that, but they haven't really shown they can string together wins. I agree with you that, like, there's certain parts of this team they're starting to play better. I think the top reason to be optimistic about the second half of the season is Fletcher Cox. He's looking like that dominant type player again, and if he can be that, then, you know, obviously that's a game changer for the entire defense, and that takes pressure off the offense. But I just still think with 9 games under a belt of what we've seen from this team, it's hard for me to see them getting to 9 or 10 wins. And I think it is going to take 10 wins to end up to win the NFC East.
So what do you think J-Mac brings to the offense, right? I remember they brought him in last year.
Yeah.
And he was doing some slot stuff. He was doing outside stuff. I felt last year they were trying to just mix and match, right? They brought in Golden Tate. They brought in Jordan Matthews. You still had Nelson here, and the pieces didn't necessarily fit. How do you see J-Mac sort of fitting in this time around?
Well, I think the top thing he brings is just a receiver that Carson trusts. And I think one thing Carson has shown this year, and probably rightfully so, is he's more willing to throw to guys he trusts than guys that have let him down, right? I mean, J.J. had that drop, and he hasn't been back on the field. I think he's been somewhat hesitant to target Nelson Agholor recently, but he's willing to throw it to Ertz. And I think with Jordan Matthews, he'll be willing to throw it to him. Out of the time they've been with the Eagles, Jordan Matthews has caught a higher percentage of passes than Alshon and Agholor. So I think Wentz has that confidence. In terms of where they'll line him up, I do think they would prefer to have him in the slot because Agholor has speed on the outside. Mm-hmm. But Agholor just has not really shown he can win consistently on the outside, or at least he's not as effective there as he is in the slot. So I would think there would kind of bounce Jordan Matthews around just like they did last year. And that's the benefit of bringing him in, is he kind of came in and thrived in the exact role you're asking him to take on this time around.
Elliot, the way you talk about Jordan Matthews, it seems to me that you feel like the offense is much improved with him here. So you should feel pretty good about the Eagles offense going forward. No?
I mean, look, I'm the number one Jordan Matthews supporter in the city, but if you're expecting him to come in and change this offense, that's asking a lot. Like, I think he'll come in and he'll play his role well, but you're still going to need Alshon to improve. You're going to need Agholor to play better. You're going to need Doug and Carson to take their game up about, you know, 15%, just a little bit more, so that the offense clicks at a higher level. I think Jordan Matthews is going to help, but this offense has a ways to go to get to, you know, kind of being able to carry them into the playoffs.
All right, I got one other question for you. What'd you think about PFF's quarterback rankings grade so far this year? I noticed that the Bronco was right behind the leading MVP candidate in Russell Wilson as the number two graded quarterback in the league after 10 games. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's crazy. I mean, what do you think I think about that? I think that's crazy. I mean, he's 17th right now in quarterback rating, using the traditional quarterback rating system. Mm-hmm. I think that's more along where he is. Carson, now that we're at the midway point of the year, the bye week, we can look at his whole kind of performance so far. Mm-hmm. I think he's been average. I just think he's been average. I think his accuracy has been somewhat inconsistent. I think he's holding the ball a little bit longer than you would like. He still is, you know, top 10 to 15 type quarterback. But I don't think he's been what everyone would have hoped, in my opinion.
10 to 15. The disrespect just continues.
So here's
he continues. Here's the highest graded quarterbacks according to PFF. Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Tom Brady. Those are the top five.
Do you think Carson Wentz has been the second best quarterback in the NFL this year?
No, I think he has played at that level, and had he been getting the help from his teammates, I think his numbers would have him right there. So I'm assuming PFF takes all of that into consideration. They're looking at how he's performed, how he's taking care of the football, how he's performing on third down in the red zone, and they somehow have come up with, in these pedestrian numbers, that he's the second highest graded quarterback in the league. I don't know how they come up with this stuff, ESP. I'm just saying, I just noticed it. It validates where I'm standing right now. I don't necessarily have him as the second best quarterback in the league. I probably have him around 7, you know, 6 or 7 or 8, something like that. But I'm just saying, somebody else views him even higher than I do. That's all.
Which is wild when you think about it. I mean, you're like the president of the Let the Bronco Buck Foundation. But, like, look, I understand that backs up your point. And that's
.org, by the way. It's .org. They get a special, you know, a tax write-off status.
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good you found a stat that backs up your opinion. I mean, I have a lot that backs up mine in terms of where he's at with the completion percentage, where he's at with true completion percentage when you take away his drops. And look, I just think Carson needs to be better. He
does. I went and got an unbiased opinion, not an Eagles fan, not a member of the LTBB community. You know, that's all that is unbiased opinion.
Elliot, when I said, I don't know what day this week I said it. It's all blurring together right now. But I said that, you know, I think Carson Wentz has played well, but he could definitely play a lot better. I mean, I was told he can't play better, that it's impossible for Carson Wentz to be a better player without being perfect. Do you believe that Carson Wentz could play better in the second half?
Yeah, I think Carson can be a better player than he is right now. And there's no denying that the poor play of the receivers has impacted him. There's no denying that. But I also think that when you talk about why the passing game is struggling overall, people lean too much on the receivers. Like, Doug and Carson also play a role in the fact that the passing game has struggled. And the one area I think Carson can absolutely improve on is throughout the whole offseason, the Eagles talked about getting the ball out quicker, how they wanted their offense to move fast. And we saw that last year when the second half of the season, when the offense really improved and they went down to the playoffs. I won't say who's at quarterback there because I know it's a sensitive subject, but we saw last year that happened. Right now, Carson, I believe, is around 23rd or something like that in the league in average time to throw, and that's actually an improvement from where he's been. So I do think Carson can work on getting the ball out quicker.
All right, there he is. You can read him. He has multiple lists and quarterback lists and all 2010 teams right there on 94WIP.com, and it's all good stuff. Elliot, man, enjoy. What are you doing this weekend? You pumpkin picking, or that's over?
Well, actually, so my brother, who's a senior in high school, has his last soccer game ever tomorrow on Saturday. So I will be there cheering him along. So I'm excited for that.
All right.
Oh, there you go. That's good, big brother. Good big brother, man.
All right, Elliot. Enjoy it, brother.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. There he is.
Elliot Short Parks.
Hey, that's all I wanted to point out. I figured I'd bring it up at some point today.
Oh, had to.
I mean, Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I woke up to it on
Twitter. I made sure I tweeted it to you just so you wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow he's the second highest graded quarterback in the league this year. I don't know how. I'm not an analytics guy. You know what I mean? I'm not a numbers guy.
Well, true completion percentage is different than completion percentage.
I'm an eye test guy. You know?
Me too.
I'm an eye test guy. And
eye test is always king.
Man, and I definitely had him in the top 10. I didn't have him in number 2, but I guess I missed out on some things.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Listen, everybody, this is a quick break right behind Russell Wilson. Yeah.
In front of Aaron Rodgers, who he beat.
Oh, absolutely.
In front of Tom Brady, who he's going to beat, and Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
It's a pretty good class right there. It's a good group.
Sounds good to me. 888-729-9494.
I don't see Dak.
He is not. No, he's apparently not on that list. No.
I don't see Jared Goff. None of those guys.
Yeah, they don't compute the wins and losses into the equation, I guess, as much as the other analytics.
How about this one? Passing yards versus pressure. It's another one from PFF.
Oh.
Number one, Russell Wilson. Number two, the Bronco.
So now we know how they came up with this absurd equation.
No, because Phillip Rivers is number 3, and Deshaun Watson is number 4, and Aaron Rodgers is number 5. So this is against the blitz. When he's being blitzed, these are the yards he's thrown for versus the blitz, and he's thrown for the second most yards when he's being blitzed behind Russell Wilson.
All right. Good for him. 888-729-9494. You also mentioned Phillip Rivers on that list, that he was terrible last night.
Well, that's just versus the blitz. It's not the highest grade.
Marks and Reese, we come back. And again, this is a very short break, so don't go anywhere. Back in 120 seconds. Marks and Reese with Andy Reid or Doug Peterson. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, FanDuel is officially live in PA in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And there are always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook. Money lines, spreads, totals, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Plus, they always offer unique betting promos to spice up game day, like boosted odds, score bonuses, and parlay insurance. With so much to bet on across 17 different sports, FanDuel Sportsbook is sure to have a wager that's right for you. And best of all, you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free. If you lose, you'll get a refund of up to $500. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code Ike to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. If you lose your first bet within 7 days of signing up, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of up to $500 in site credit. Don't forget promo code Ike. That's I-K-E.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.